$1.354 billion to construct.
My priority is to keep the Buffalo Bills here, as well as ensure that we're making smart investments.
The expectation is the Bills are seeking more than 60% funding to come from the public to build a proposed 60,000-plus seat stadium across the street from Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. At noon, Erie County's COVID state of emergency will be lifted. County Executive Mark Poloncar says, with Erie County now seeing greatly reduced rates of transmission, decreases in hospitalizations, and the lifting of mask mandates, he is ending the state of emergency. Erie County Legislature Minority Leader Joe Larigo says this is long overdue.
We have been calling for this for several weeks, if not months. The county executive knew that it was time to return the power back to the legislature. And, you know, he really waited until the very last second to do so. So I wish I could say I was happier, but I'm not.
Larigo says Poloncar should have acknowledged not all of his policies worked and could have had more input from lawmakers. State lawmakers are calling for the divestment of the state pension fund from Russian entities, WBEN's Brayton Wilson reports.
A number of local government officials gathered on Friday at the Ukrainian American Civic Center on Military Road in Buffalo to announce plans to stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine in the wake of the ongoing invasion by Russian forces. State legislatures are calling for New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli to divest the $279 billion state pension fund from companies based in the Russian Federation or that do business with companies based in Russia. The request came on the same day a group of 31 state senators sent a letter to DiNapoli urging him to take action immediately. Senator Sean Ryan is one of those senators who is backing this letter, saying that the state must do everything in its power to send a message to Vladimir Putin that his actions will have economic consequences.
We want to make clear, Russians' attack on the Ukraine is an attack on democracies everywhere in the world. So today we're calling on the state of New York to divest the state pension fund from any companies doing business with Russia.
Read more details about the call to action from state lawmakers available for you on our website, WBEN.com. I'm Brayton Wilson for WBEN.com News.
The Shamrock Run steps off at noon today. It will be one of the first big events to return to Western New York since the pandemic nearly 2 years ago. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to WBEN.
Come and celebrate Plantasia's 20th show, Reflections, March 17th through the 20th at the Fairgrounds Event Center in Hamburg. Wander through beautiful theme gardens, enjoy educational seminars all day, every day. Shop the garden marketplace and get warm weather inspiration for your outdoor living. Plantasia, March 17th through the 20th, presented by Lakeside Sod in Plant, Western New York. Go to PlantasiaNY.com for more.
The official sponsor of spring.
Attention, parents of kids 5 to 11. There has been an increase in the number of children sick and hospitalized due to the COVID Omicron variant. The New York State Health Department urges parents to vaccinate their kids against COVID-19 as soon as possible. Vaccination is the best way to protect them. Schedule your child's free vaccine today at ny.gov/vaxforkids. That's ny.gov/vax for kids.
Find podcasts for your passions on Odyssey.
Like the documentary series Love Thy Neighbor about the 1991 Crown Heights riots.
It was an accident which other people used as an excuse to murder one member of our community.
Or The 11th.
Bringing you true, unexpected stories.
And experience the new podcast movie thriller Ghost Rider.
Starring Kate Mara and Adam Scott.
Maybe it's not a whodunit. If we know who the killer is all along, the real mystery is why.
Find all the podcasts that matter to you in a universe of audio.
Odyssey.
Hey, it's Marty Baron here for my friends at Envision Real Estate. Are you frustrated with Zestimates or thinking you found your dream home only to find out it's already sold? Tell me about it. That's why I downloaded the Envision Real Estate app to help me find my next home. Get the most accurate, up-to-date information at your fingertips, connect with an agent, and more. You can download it free today. Visit envisionrealestate.info/Marty to learn more. Envision Real Estate, we'll see you all the way home.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a mostly cloudy but mild day for today with a sprinkle or two, high 50. The wind really picks up for tonight with clouds, a little rain at times late as a warm front moves through, low 45, and temperatures rise. Warm tomorrow, also very windy, gusts over 50 miles an hour. After a morning shower, mostly cloudy, high 63, and then that rain changes over to a mix of rain and snow later Monday, high 39. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Decker.
Thanks, Bill. It is partly cloudy, 34 degrees in Buffalo.
Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortez coming to you live from the Buffalo Home Show. Yeah, it's back, and we're back after 2 years of wondering if this event would ever occur again. Here we are as the doors have just opened, and the show is now on through today, through tomorrow, and then next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is a big event, and you don't want to miss it. If you've been kind of stuck at home for the last 2 years wondering what you can do with your home, well, this is the place to come, because we've got everything for you right here. And, of course, you've got to come and see us and our beautiful display that my boys put a lot of effort into. We actually have a full kitchen, full bathroom, a sunroom, a deck, all in our 20-foot square. So come up and check that out. And then if you're ever out in Clarence Way, stop in and see our brand-new building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence between Sheridan and Chamberville. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road. We actually have our own home show right there, but we moved it all here for you today. By the way, the cooking school is has some openings. Let's see, the 21st of March, Jerry's going to make pizza, specialty pizza and bread. The 25th of April, he's going to make risotto, polenta, and gnocchi. And on the 11th of July, a night in Naples. The 8th of August, a Tuscan treasure, crostini and Tuscan bread. Peachy made Tuscan spaghetti with wild boar ragu. Come on. September 12th, Picante Calabria, spicy foods from the south, eggplant parmesan. October 10th, Magical Marche, unique dishes from one of Italy's less known regions. And November 7th, Bologna La Grassa, that means the fat, Italy's gastronomic center, land of parmigiano and prosciutto. That's November 7th. And the 5th of December, holiday traditions, feast from the seven fishes to classic holiday desserts. The Cooking School. Go to Cortez.net and drop down menu under services and come home to Cortez Cooking School. Check that out. And Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant is our chef. We're excited to add cooking schools to our offerings of home renovations. It kind of puts the heart into the house, and we love that. And we love being here. And we've got an unbelievably special guest for you. His name is Joe Mazza. You might know Joe. He's the home inspector on HGTV, the show Home Inspector Joe. He's got 20 years of construction knowledge from New York City. He grew up in Westchester, played soccer at SUNY Cobleskill. And we've been chatting here while we've been waiting to go on the air. We've got a common thread with a Cavapoo in each of our families, and yours is named Rosie.
Rosie,
yeah. And ours is Giorgio Mario. So, so welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Joe.
Thank
it's
you.
Great to have you. So, give me a little background. How did you get into the construction industry?
Well, I've been in it for about 20 years. I'm not your typical go to college, sit behind a desk, and then get a 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to do that. I tried it before. I just need to be out in the field, hands-on all the time. I went to college for a couple years, you know, and I ended up leaving. I had an eye condition, which guided me in a sense to where I am right now.
There you go, yeah.
You know, so I just, like I said, I love the hands-on. All my friends are in the trade, so I started working with them throughout the years. Then I landed a job in New York City, started doing massive construction down there with the high-rises, running the big jobs down there, big demo jobs. Then I went into construction safety. And then from that point, I started doing work on the 2nd Avenue subway, which was a huge job. That was, like, unbelievable.
I bet.
And as I'm working down there, I was working at home. I was doing construction at home. And I was burning the candle at both ends. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife, my daughter, this and that, working, like, all these hours. I needed something else. I needed something that was just mine.
Okay.
Because you know? I was working, like I said, you work in the city. You know, I'm killing it every day, you know, and I'm making someone else all this money.
Sure.
You know, you don't get any, there's no respect. There was no respect on there.
Well, yeah, in that environment,
no,
right?
It was
a number.
It was a grind. Mm-hmm. It was a grind. And then I decided, hey, maybe a home inspection. Stayed up all night, found one of the better schools in the country, signed up for it. It's a 3-week course. I went to work the next day. I said to my boss, I go, I need 3 weeks leave of absence. And he goes, really? I go, yeah. I go, I have to take this course. I need to do it for myself. He goes, okay. I took the course, landed it, boom, crushed it, passed it, of course, right? And then got my license. Mm-hmm. Got my first job. Someone handed me a check for that job that I did in 3 hours. I looked at the cash. I was like, oh, my God. I just made this in 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I helped them find a safe house.
There you go.
So the pleasure was just unbelievable. All right, so I took that. I went home to my wife. I go, look at this. And I showed it to her. She goes, what's that? I go, this was my first job. Did that in 3 hours. I go, I'm working in the city. You know how long it takes me to make that? And from that point forward, my head down, I went 100 miles an hour. I was working in the city, coming home, home inspection.
Oh, wow.
And I was doing that 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I was working 16-hour days. I was getting home, working till 9 o'clock at night, doing my reports, getting to bed at midnight, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, doing the reports, and doing it all over again. And to the point where I was home inspection, the city job, I was making this. Home inspection was here. I went like this.
So it took over.
And then the one day, my boss goes, I said to my boss, I go, hey, you know, just giving a heads up. In 2 weeks, I'm going on the family vacation, which he knew. We booked a year before. He goes, no, we need you here. You can't go. I says, no, it's been booked, so we're going. He goes, no, you don't understand. You can't go. I says, okay, well, I'm going.
Oh, gosh.
And he goes, you're not going. I go, oh, I'm going.
The Q word came up then.
Took my hard hat off, took my vest off, my glasses, put them on the table. I spun it. Says, thank you for everything. Professional, thank you for everything. And I walked out. Mm. And that was it.
You never looked back.
Absolutely not.
And then you fell into television. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's, you know, everything happens for a reason,
yeah.
Right? So I started the home inspection business, and my brother, he's an influencer on Instagram. He goes, you got to get on Instagram. I'm like, what is this Instagram? Like, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm doing. He goes, you have to do it. He goes, I'll show you. So he guided me in the right direction. He goes, just make videos while you're out there in the field. So I started making videos, and then a couple people were like, oh, you know, you got to be more serious. You're joking around too much. And I'm like, well, that's me.
Right.
So now I'm going to joke around more, right, because that's who I am. So I started doing that, and I started getting a following. I'm like, hey, Brian, I got like 10 followers, you know, like people are actually like asking me questions and stuff, and I loved it. So I just kept going and going and going with it. And then they ended up, you know, years later, USA Today saw me on Instagram. They did a segment with me. And then from that point, River Media, my production company, they saw me on there, and here I am.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's great. When we come back, we're going to pick Joe's brain about what it takes to be a good home inspector. And then we're going to talk about the fact that home inspections are, in a lot of cases, at least in Buffalo, Joe, are being waived because I know that look on your face is noteworthy because it's really wrong. But they're being waived because in Buffalo there's a lot of bidding wars going on, and yeah, people are overpaying for houses just to get them, and they're waiving home inspections. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to mix in you at 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call, anything around the house. We've got Joe Mazza here. You could tag team between me and Joe, 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, Jerry, if you turn the text board towards you, maybe you can read the text to us, too, at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to which branch are we going to today?
We're in the Village of Hamburg.
Oh, it's Chris Horbaz.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, how you been?
Good, very good.
Haven't talked to you in a few weeks, and Welcome back to the show. Chris Horbaz, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there down on Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Chris, I see that the interest rates on mortgages dropped a little. How did that happen?
Oh, they're fluctuating every week. All I can say is if you're looking for a home or you're looking to refinance, we're having a little bit of a surge right now. So get in while the rates are still relatively low.
Okay, and of course, we have to also bring in the fact that the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit from Lakeshore with no cost whatsoever continues.
This home equity is probably the most affordable money to do your home renovations.
Absolutely. How do you beat 2.5% with no cost at all? It's only available at Lakeshore Savings Bank. You can go to the branches. You can go see Chris today, or you can go online to lakeshoresavingsbank.com. You could actually apply right there online. As Dan Reiniga says, it's not bricks, it's clicks. So we can encourage people to bank online with Lakeshore Savings Bank. Chris, what's the phone number there at the Village of Hamburg branch?
You can reach me at 716-646-9480.
Repeat that for us one more time.
646-9480.
For 131 years. Can you believe that? Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Relizin is a registered trademark of Bonafide Health. Offer valid on subscription only.
Ladies, do you remember life before menopause? Before the hot flashes? When you could still get a comfortable night's sleep? I did too, but I was tired of just dealing with it and didn't want to take hormone replacements. I wanted something naturally powerful. So I asked my doctor. She recommended Relizin from Bonafide. Relizin's a hormone-free supplement made from flowers grown in southern Sweden. What I really like is that it's recommended by over 6,000 doctors. And because it's not a drug, you don't need a prescription. I can honestly say it changed everything. I rely on Relizin to stay cool all day and sleep comfortably at night. You can too. Relizin isn't sold in stores, so visit Relizin.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable. Order now and you'll save 20% off your first month subscription and get free shipping. Just use code RADIO62. That's code RADIO62. Just go to Relizin.com right now.
Now's the time to replace your old fiberglass tub with a Karsten walk-in shower unit or tub surround from Kitchen and Bath Unlimited. Their 7 designers on staff can custom design your shower with exclusive cultured marble materials from Karsten. Let Kitchen and Bath Unlimited help you create the look you want, not the look you have to settle for. Kitchen and Bath Unlimited on Union north of Walden, celebrating over 35 years of beautiful craftsmanship.
Kitchen and Bath Unlimited.
Online at kitchenandbathunlimited.net. Kitchen and Bath Unlimited, where dream bathrooms begin.
If you get arrested for a DWI, suspended license, or any criminal charge, you need proper representation. You need to call attorney Arthur Pressman.
I can't stress this enough. If you get arrested or are given an appearance ticket, call me right away. You need proper legal representation right after being charged and before your first court appearance. The call you don't make to me could cost you your license, money, or worse.
If you're charged with a DWI or other criminal offense, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Call 261-4977.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
When you come to Batavia Downs Gaming Racetrack and Hotel or Western Regional OTB, we treat you like you're special. We are a public benefit corporation, so our profits are given back to our member counties. So, you and your neighbors actually benefit every time you come. In the last 20 years alone, we've given you and your neighbors over $100 million. $100 million to improve your community and keep your taxes lower. Sounds like a winner to me. Batavia Downs Gaming Racetrack and Hotel and Western Regional OTB.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof, folks. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, here's the number. 343-ROOF. Clever, huh? 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 343-7663. Go to avaroofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And oh, by the way, remember that buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:20 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and good morning to you. How are you? 803-0930. That's the number to call. We are enjoying our conversation with Joe Mazza from HGTV's Home Inspector Joe. Joe is up on the stage today at noon, so make sure you're here for that. He's very entertaining. He's going to tell you all about his past, and he's going to talk about home inspections, and that's what we're going to talk about now. As I mentioned before the break, Joe, the advent of post-COVID, the bidding wars that are ensuing on home values. Are you seeing that? Obviously, you must be seeing it back home.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. So it's a real issue here. Home buyers are waiving their rights to home inspections.
Yeah. It's not something that you do.
Yeah.
Right? Someone's going to go in and buy a house. That's the most money you'll ever spend on something.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't you want to protect that investment, right? You don't go into a house, and this is what's happening. People are waiving their inspections, and then they're calling me after.
Wow.
Hey, Joe, we just bought this house. We need you to come and do a home inspection. And I go, what do you mean?
What do you do now?
Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean you need me to come in now? I'm like, what happened before?
Right.
They go, no, the only way to buy the house is our agent said we have to waive the home inspection. And I go, okay, so what's the problems now? Well, our roof is leaking.
Yeah. Chimney's cracked. Foundation's
the
leaking.
The boiler's not working.
Yeah. The electric panel isn't right.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do they do then? They got to pay out of pocket.
They got to pay out of pocket. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, and that's what the risk that people are taking. You know, that's like going to have like major, you know, open heart surgery and just going to your dentist to have it done. You don't do that. Right?
So this is a consequence of the bidding wars, and we want to encourage our listenership to be mindful that they are giving up a lot by waiving the inspection right, and they're overpaying for the house too on top of it.
Way overpaying. I just did a house down by me. It was the house was selling for $1.3 million. Somebody came in bidding war. They got it for $1.7 million. And that's what's happening all day, every day by us.
Yeah.
You know, I do home inspections, and in the middle of doing the inspection, they'll stop it. Someone else just came in at a higher bid, and then we leave. It's scary. It's scary. And they'll say they stopped it and they waived the inspection.
So Joe, as I've told you already, I go back. You know, with a family business, 71 years, and I've been around the business for 50. Can you believe that? Do I look that old?
No. Like no older than 30.
But believe it or not, it's true. I was a kid when I started working part-time with my father. So I've seen a lot, you know, in my years. And I want to pick your brain on what you see, the number one thing that you see in a home inspection that drives you crazy.
Neglect. Mm-hmm. Neglect. People own these homes that are able to repair them and maintain them, but they neglect to do that. And that's what I see all the time. And it's sometimes it comes down to not knowing. And that's the part that, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's neglect. And you know, I walk in the house, I'm like, but your roof has been leaking into your bedroom the entire time. And like, yeah, I know. We just paint over it.
Band-aid it.
You got to fix the problem. Yeah.
So I saw one segment you did on a cracked chimney. That's a good one, too, as far as being a common problem, because that's kind of out of sight, you know, unless you get up there.
Yeah.
But a cracked chimney, cracked right through the masonry is what I'm talking about, could lead to a whole boatload of problems inside the house.
Many, including carbon monoxide getting back in your home. Mm-hmm. A spark or ember can get through there. Mm-hmm. Give you an example. My brother's house, he had that problem. No one could see it. A spark got through there.
Oh, boy.
Caught his house on fire.
Oh, my God.
2 years ago. House burned down. No one got hurt. House burned down. So it's a touchy subject for me, especially when it comes to that.
Yeah. So that would be, I guess anything that's out of sight would be, I think, top of the list for concern when you're looking at buying a home.
Yeah, yeah, definitely out of sight. But that's the whole thing, is that's why you have a home inspection and you get that inspector and make sure that he or she is looking at all these items, roofing system, heating, cooling, electric. They have to get involved. The foundation, any water issues, right. Asbestos, right. Mold,
right.
A lot.
Right. So the most bizarre thing you've ever seen in a home inspection, in the process of a home inspection?
I was at a house in New Rochelle, and I was in a crawl space, and I was crawling through, and the ground started crunching. So I didn't know what I was walking on. So I take my flashlight, I look down on the ground, and it was teeth. It was all human teeth all over the floor.
That.
And I'm looking like, oh my God, why is there teeth down here? And there was thousands and thousands of teeth. So I look up in front, I look over here, and I'm like, I just don't let me see a dead body right now. I don't have time for this right now. So I turn around, I back out, I go to my real estate agent, I go, Owen, I go, dude, there's teeth in here, bro. He goes, what do you mean? I go, the whole room is teeth. He goes, what? And I go, Sean, look, there's teeth. I'm like, how do we tell the buyer? So I bring the buyer in. The buyer looks at it. He's like, what the heck? So we walk out, and he's like, I still want the house. I'm like, whatever you want, but I'm not going back in there. That's done. Turns out, we found this out 2 months later, the previous owner back 100 years was a manufacturer of false teeth. So he used to make dentures, and he would take them and throw them in the room. And I'm like, dude, you could have told me this. Like, you know, I walked out of there. Like, I was like shaking. I'm like, I don't want to get involved in a crime scene, man. I'm working,
really.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm sure you've come across a dead animal or two in all your years.
Oh, I've come across many, many dead animals, you know, and live animals too, you know, but raccoons, skunks, squirrels, birds, bats. I've had bats flying at me. Bats hit me.
Bats can do a lot of damage.
It's disgusting.
Their poop can do a lot of damage.
Their poop. That's extremely toxic. Extremely toxic.
So 803-0930. Jerry, you have anybody lined up on the phones? Okay. So we're going to get ready to take our next break. And when we come back, we want to encourage you to jump on the phone and give us a call at 803-0930. What are you going to talk about today at noon?
I'm just going to introduce myself, explain, you know, what I do for a living before the show, explain to them what the show is, how I got on the show, and then just take it from there. Maybe throw out some questions to the audience, see if there's any home inspectors out there, and, you know, who's buying a house. Give them some pointers, some tips on what to look for when buying a home. You know, things that everyone can relate to, relatable questions.
I think it's a good idea. It was a good idea for the state to license home inspectors because it kind of gave you some legitimacy in the industry, in the real estate industry. Because before that, I think it would be easy for a home inspector to get into a real estate agent's pocket.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Very, very easy. So, yeah, getting your license, getting your insurance, the whole nine yards, and doing it the right way is the only way to do it. Mm-hmm. Only way to do it. Any other way?
Do you ever get influenced or try to be influenced by a real estate agent to sway things a certain way? I mean, I'm sure you got to be diplomatic with that.
Yeah, I've had people, you know, don't write that up, and then I just write it up worse. So don't ever tell me not to write something up. I don't work for you. I work for my client.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, I've had people say that to me, and I never worked with them again.
Yeah. And on that point, have you ever had it happen where, I'm sure this is kind of a stupid question, but in a way it makes sense to the topic. Have you ever had it happen where people, you know, backed out of the house because of what you said?
What I found on the job?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like Joe Buzzkill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the hardest part sometimes. You get these couples that come up, and that's something I'll talk about on stage. They come up, and they say they're all happy. They're skipping to the house. Oh, look at this house. We got it. I'm like, boom. I'm like, your roof is shot.
The
you
real
have foundation. You have this. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know,
give the real truth.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, they'll leave crying.
Where are you doing most of the filming for the show?
Westchester County.
All at home.
Yeah, it's all lower Westchester. And we
so that's good because you're familiar with the architecture. You're familiar with the lay of the land.
Yep.
And you may know the history of some of these cases.
Oh, yeah, all the neighborhoods. This is where I grew up, so I know exactly what I'm getting myself into.
What age is the housing stock in that area?
Oh, it ranges from anywhere from 150 years old up until brand new, but typically like the 50s down, like the 20s to the 50s in that range mm-hmm. we've been finding.
And it's funny, the older homes, sometimes you get more stability, more security than even a newer home.
It's true because they use true wood. The wood, if you get by a 2x4, it's literally 2 inches by 4 inches.
Exactly.
Now it's not, you know.
And then the other thing that comes to mind is, you know, you have new construction techniques, which you know, a lot of times you can do the have the argument of what's better, older building materials or new. And some newer building materials are serving far better than older building materials. But you get that whole issue of moisture entrapment in a newer home that you don't see in an older home, because older homes are so drafty, they don't have a moisture problem.
Yeah, a lot of people want to encapsulate their house. They, you know, they use a spray foam on every wall.
So exactly.
The windows are the best windows in the world, and the doors, there's no air in.
You got moisture everywhere. Yeah.
No air in, no air out.
We're enjoying a special treat today with Joe Mazza from HGTV's Inspector Joe, 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio coming to you live from the Buffalo Home Show.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Governor Hochul says many of the issues have been resolved on Bill's stadium negotiations. She says discussions are now focusing on what she calls the nuts and bolts.
There are issues to work through, but I feel very confident that they'll be resolved in time to have conversations during the budget process. As everyone knows, this is a very important priority to me and this community, but also the entire state.
Hochul specifically mentioned the issue of the length of the lease to ensure the franchise's long-term presence in Western New York. She would not provide details on what the taxpayer commitment would be for the new facility, only saying her priority is to keep the Bills here, as well as ensure the state is making smart investments. Erie County's COVID state of emergency will be lifted at noon today. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz says the county is continuing to see reductions in COVID case rates. Simultaneously, hospitalization rates for COVID-19 cases are dropping as well. Legislature Minority Leader Gerald Lurico says it's long overdue.
I also don't think that he should have kept it throughout the entire 2 years of the pandemic. I understand that there were, you know, different surges and waves that were happening along the way, but we haven't been responding to an emergency in probably well over a year.
More with Lurico online at WBEN.com. A 17-year-old has been indicted in connection with last month's shooting of a security guard at McKinley High School. The teen is accused of wounding the guard who was breaking up a fight outside the school on February 9th. During that same fight, another 17-year-old is accused of stabbing a 14-year-old. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. It's Dominic Cortez here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like the folks at Twin City Glass. Twin City Glass offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass today at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. See for yourself how many options are available at Twin City Glass in their life-size showroom in Willitzer Park. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
At Isaac, your family's safety and comfort goes beyond heating and air conditioning. We show you how heat pumps ensure a comfortable, safe home while saving money on energy bills. A home energy assessment evaluates the need for air sealing and insulation to keep your energy costs low. Ask Isaac about New York State incentives when you choose energy efficient products and services. We help you with this and so much more. Take comfort knowing Isaac provides services that improve the quality of your life. Visit isaacheating.com today.
Our whole philosophy in dental care is of a minimally invasive approach where we try to preserve as many teeth that a person has and preserve as much of their natural tooth.
Feel great. We don't have to grind down healthy tooth structure in order to protect it anymore. We can actually remove the unhealthy structure or filling and bond in a onlay that's tooth colored just as strong as your tooth.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The more tooth that we can preserve, the stronger that tooth is. And that's a crux of what we do.
Once you do a crown, it's always going to be a crown. If you do an onlay or an inlay, something that we talked about, the minimally invasive portion, you still have healthy tooth structure to work with. I'm Dr. Ellen Bossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Kolber. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Look good, feel great.
Hey, everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yep, of course, you can get a new garage door Now, you can get a new and epoxy-coated floor like I have. Absolutely love it. So easy to get rid of that winter grime when your floor is covered with epoxy. And, of course, you can organize your garage at Gorilla Garage Gear. So everything is available there, and they are here at the Buffalo Home Show. So stop in and tell them Dominic sent you. And if you go up to Joe Afalo and you say, Dominic told me to ask you about the Hammer Time discount, well, you'll get 25% off your new garage door. That's right. When you book a new epoxy-coated floor, you'll benefit by another discount on the garage door. So stop up to the booth today or give them a call at 715-6927, 715-6927. You can go online too, GorillaGarageGear.com. Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, it's Mike Shope. We know how much campers love green, and at Colton RV, our favorite shade is the green that helps you save big. Now through the 12th, green tags are everywhere at Colton RV. Keystone Springdale's only $199 a month. The Tiffin Cahaba ready to go for just $929 a month. The Grand Design Reflection, just $479 a month. The tags are bright green, and there are more than 1,200 RVs to choose from. No payments for 90 days, no money down, and you'll get a free mattress with every pre-owned purchase. The best brands and floor plans are in stock, and it's the best pricing of the year. The tags are bright green, there are more than 1,200 RVs to choose from, and everyone is a winner when you spin to win. We know how much campers love their green. At Colton RV, our favorite shade is the green that helps you save big. Don't miss the Green Tag sales event going on now through the 12th at Colton RV, Colton RV in North Tonawanda and Orchard Park, and at ColtonRV.com.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now with the Barnes firm, they got me $6 million.
My attorney got me $5 million.
My attorney got me $1.4 million.
My attorney's got me $2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. If you need help after a crash, call us. We will help get you the best result possible. Call our Buffalo office now.
The Barnes firm. Injury attorneys, call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Past results don't predict future outcome. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
You know, when we talk about windows at Cortez Construction, we don't talk beyond the brand of Marvin. That's right, and we, of course, buy them from Big L Windows and Doors. Our building on Main Street is equipped with the essential line of Marvin windows. We love the product. It's fiberglass in, fiberglass out. Black color is our new window at our new building, but you can get any color you want. And if you want to step up above the essential, well, then there's the Elevate. And then, of course, there's the Signature Series. That's the Cadillac of the window, the Marvin window line. Stop into Big L. Tell them that Dominic sent you. And I believe they are here, too, so you can come here to the home show. The showroom is at 2727 William Street in Chicktawaga. Their phone number is 895-8484. BigLWindows.com is the website. Make sure you look for Bill Horbit Sr. He's my buddy. And ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. That's what it's all about at Big L, the right thing with their total trust guarantee. Stop into their booth here or to their showroom on William Street and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:39 is the time on WBEN. We're enjoying our conversation with the home inspector, Joe Mazza from HGTV, and you're enjoying doing television, Joe.
I love it. It's fun. Getting the word out. That's the main point.
Yeah,
getting the word out.
And that's why you're here today, and you'll be talking at noon. We've got a home inspector, Joe, who's on the line and wants to talk with us, too. Let's get him on. What's his name, Jer? Gary. Go ahead, Gary. You're on WBEN. You've got Joe Mazza here, Gary.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
All right, Gary, how you doing, bud?
Oh, good. I've been doing this home inspection for 26 years now, and I'm in the Western New York Alliance of Home Inspectors. I'm on the board of directors there. And the general complaint between this group here in Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse is people just waiving this opportunity they have to have their home inspected. You know, they'll spend $250,000 on a home. Mm-hmm. Then pull go a few hundred to get inspected.
Would you say, Gary and Joe, that it would still be smart, regardless of what comes out of the home inspection, that you still have one done regardless, just to make sure you know what you're buying?
Yeah.
Whether you give up on the deal or not?
Exactly. And like yourself, quite often you'll find a foundation crack or something of that nature, and it'll goof up the deal for the realtor. But it's still the client that you work for. It's the individual that's purchasing the home. And
so what has this done to your business, Gary?
Pardon me?
What has it done to your business?
It's my business this year is down about 40%.
Yep, that's true. That's like that down by me as well. You know, and I tell people, you know, you do a home inspection, whatever you pay for the home inspection, you're going to be able to negotiate it off the top end regardless. But anyone waiving a home inspection is out of their mind.
Right. Okay. So that's the advice we want to make sure we get out today, is regardless of what happens with the purchase price, you should still have the home inspection so you know what you're buying.
100%.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I get this from all the members in the Western New York Alliance of Home Inspections, where someone can go there and have a list of paid professionals that they can pick from. Yep. It's not like they have to scout around or ask a neighbor or something like that. But they can actually go through the list of home inspectors, and the phone numbers are right next to them.
But I bet you still run the risk, and correct me if I'm wrong on this point, that if you're in the middle of a home inspection and someone else comes along on a bid that is waived the home inspection, that you could lose the purchase for that reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen it many of times.
Happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Well, Gary, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Well, my gung-ho home inspections, because I'm in the field, but it's because I need to know what's going on with the house.
I mean, we were talking, Joe and I were talking about when a prospective buyer is buying a house, you know, you get rose-colored glasses because you don't want to see the bad.
Yeah.
You only want to see the good. And then, you know, you come out with the bad news and, you know, now you're a public enemy, but you've saved them. You saved them a lot of trepidation down the road.
Yeah, it hurts them at first. You know, people, you know, their hearts are broken, but then later on they call and they thank us.
Grateful, yeah.
You know, like, thank you. You just saved us, you know, $200,000 or $1 million, depending on the home.
Well, the other thing, too, that is really cause for concern, and we see this a lot in home renovation, is things that have been hidden. So, you know, we don't see them until we start taking things apart. You don't have X-ray vision, I don't think.
No,
You got your new eyes, but you don't have X-ray vision.
Do not.
So with that in mind, I mean, what do you do when you can't see something?
Well, I have a thermal imaging gun that I use as well, because
sure.
A lot of times people will paint over water problems.
Yeah.
And I just take out the thermal imaging gun, like, boom.
Yeah.
There, you have water coming down right there.
There you go.
And I just guide people through it. I educate. I don't alarm. I educate. You know, I explain to them that we can't see through walls. But if you have, like, wood paneling in an older house in the basement, 99.9% of the time, there's going to be hidden moisture problems back there.
Sure. Sure.
Pull off those walls.
Now, what would you say to a homeowner, prospective home buyer, Joe, who's buying a house that has three layers of roofing on it?
Out.
You would,
get it off
you
the
would
house.
Tell him to, you would tell him that, strip that. Right?
It has to be off the house. I'm all about one and done.
Yeah, me too. And would you say that would be a deal breaker? Because, you know, that's a home maintenance item, so you're going to have to do the roof. But if the roof was just done, where it was just layered, that third layer, that's wasted.
It is wasted. And as a matter of fact, 6 months ago, I did a house and it had three layers of roof. The third layer was brand new. They used the wrong nails and all the roofing system was just sliding
off.
All of them were sliding off.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
We're enjoying our conversation this morning here at the Home Show with Joe Mazza. You can participate by giving us a call at 803-0930. As I mentioned, the show is open today and tomorrow, and then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The show hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Today and Fridays. Friday's hours are 10 to 9. Sunday's hours are 10 to 6. There's 300 companies here gathered under this convention center roof, renamed the Buffalo Convention Center. The tickets are $11 at the box office, $9 online. You can save $2 when you buy at the Buffalo Home Show website. $3 for children 6 to 12 and under 5, they are free. Discounted tops tickets are $7. You can save $4. They do have valet parking, by the way. Friday, the valet started at 4. Hero Day is March 6th and 13th. Police officers, firefighters, First responders, medical personnel, and active and retired military personnel will receive free admission with valid ID. So lots going on here. It's the Buffalo Home Show on WBEN. Keeping your family safe during the waning months of the pandemic, soon to be called an endemic. Can't wait till we have that new name. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their homes, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses. That's right, particles in the air carrying things that could make you sick. You need to get those cleaned up, and the only way you can do that is with my friends at Indoor Professionals. They'll come over, and with their patented column duct cleaning system, they'll blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. And with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, welcome back home show season. It's amazing.
That's right. Yep.
The people are out. Yep. So, starting there, we have our booth, number 1111. If anybody's looking at that, it's 1111 up in the south end corner on the second floor. And it's just everybody's looking forward. There's a special deal in the show for 20% off on Canberra. Of course, I will match anything when you call me today because you might not be able to get to the show.
Okay.
You mentioned duct cleaning. There's 54,000 people in the sound of our voice that need a repeat. They haven't done it in 4 to 6 years, so I'm reaching out to those people for the extra special deal. And the medical-grade air purifiers, of course, both the portable that covers 1,200 square feet as well as the whole house unit, of course, that covers your whole house that hooks onto the furnace.
Okay, so the Hammer Time Radio Home Show extra special discounts for this week are?
Yeah, okay, so it's you can save. There's bundled deals with products. It's a very, you got to call to find out, but essentially you can save anywhere from 15% to 20%. That translates for a duct cleaning $75 to $125 for duct cleaning.
Wow.
There's packages, you know, with the medical-grade air purifiers and the whole, the high-capacity dehumidifiers, up to $450 off for the whole house medical-grade air purifier.
Wow. $250. Great discounts here. 683-3000. They are here at the Home Show, Indoor Professionals, booth 1111. Stop by here, 683-3000, or call them today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Here's a message from Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, your estate planning and asset protection attorneys.
We all look forward to things in life such as a wedding, buying a home, or starting a family. We prepare for many of the happy things, but push off the things that are not so easy to talk about, like your will or who will take care of your family if tragedy strikes.
This kind of preparation is not only important to each individual, but vital for your loved ones. One of the greatest things you can do in life is help preserve your family's future. And with the ever-increasing costs of going to court or living in a nursing home, preparation is the key.
You've heard us talk about the basic three in Medicaid planning and how important that is. We encourage everyone to contact our office and talk about the things that are difficult to think about but absolutely must get done.
We will help you create an overall estate plan that not only makes sense but protects you, your assets, and your family members forever.
Call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com. That's stammlaw.com to set up your free consultation.
Forest Lawn is a historic cemetery, but we're a century or more away from being full. In fact, we've recently opened new natural areas for cremation or casketed burial. Hello, I'm Joseph Dispenza, president of Forest Lawn. I'm pleased to share that we've worked with our environmental partners to create a truly unique urban wetland sanctuary and have made it possible for you to have your final place of rest in this extraordinary environment, the only one of its kind in any cemetery in the nation. Here, you will be surrounded by life. Natural aquatic vegetation thrives, as do the fish, birds, and deer that have made this area their home. Meandering paths and bridges allow ready access to visitors who can spend time with their loved ones in this serene, relaxing environment. To learn more about the cremation burial opportunities in Forest Lawn's new wetland sanctuary, call us at 885-1600 or visit forest-lawn.com.
Hey guys, it's Robbie Raw. As an RN and health and fitness expert, I know that self-care from head to toe is so important to a healthy, fit lifestyle. One of my secrets to staying active, fit, and pain-free are my amazing arch supports from the Good Feet Store. It's not just about what shoes you wear, it's what's in them and how your body aligns from your feet on up. I'm telling you, these were a game changer for me. I am as active as ever, and I feel like myself again. If you have foot pain, knee, hip, or back pain, the first thing you should do is visit the Good Feet Store for a free personalized fitting and test walk. I'm not going to stop living my best life anytime soon, nor should you. To be the best version of you, you need to take care of yourself, stay active, and visit the Good Feet Store. And by the way, when you feel great, you look great. And that's the raw truth. Visit the Good Feet Store today on Walden and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hey, do you know you can instantly bring dark, stuffy room back to life? You know how? Natural light and fresh air. That's right. There's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Or stop in to any of the locations. Tell them Dominic sent you. 1445 Seneca Street, 8075 Sheridan Drive, or 3445 Delaware Avenue. Get in the know by going to Lenco, LencoBuffalo.com.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
About 9 minutes left of Hammer Time Radio for this Saturday morning. We're back here next Saturday for another broadcast of Hammer Time Radio. And be sure to tune in to Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Channel 2. And see Phil, Nick, and Michelle and all the tips from all of our Hammer Time sponsors. Joe Mazza, we're going to look forward to seeing you at noon up on the stage, and we wish you well.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your success, and be sure to stop in and see us at our booth.
100%. Thank
okay.
you for having me.
Thank you, Joe.
All
Joe right. Mazza. Watch Joe on HGTV. Home Inspector Joe. It's a great show. 803-0930. As we go to the phones, Jerry, where are we headed? Linda from Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Yep. Hello. It was an interesting conversation to listen to about sealing a house up and that one potentially could seal it up too tight.
Exactly.
I've got an older home around 1920, and there's spots where the walls feel too cold, and I know that it needs improvement, but where? How does one really assess it well, where to put in just enough insulation but not seal it up too tightly?
So there are obvious things that you can do, like in the attic, you can add a layer of fiberglass. That's an obvious improvement. Doesn't need a lot of visual inspection. You can just see that you can add insulation there. When you add insulation in your attic, however, you have to be mindful of the fact that you've got to preserve ventilation. Ventilation and insulation go hand in hand. Yep. So that's a step you have to take with adding insulation to the attic. In the walls, however, that's another issue because you can't see in the walls. So an infrared camera detector would be needed to be able to tell you where there are gaps in your walls. And then you could have a insulation company blow cellulose insulation or foam insulation in your wall cavities after they've done the detection of where there are gaps. Sealing around windows and doors, another effective tool to minimize drafts there with caulking, weather stripping. But you know what? The number one place often overlooked for added insulation that'll give you comfort is the perimeter of the basement where the wall and floor system meet. So the top of the foundation wall and the end of the floor joists. That is where the number one place to lose heat that is often overlooked, and a lot of people don't realize that that'll improve the comfort of your home greatly.
Okay, thank you. And on that, two questions to follow up. The basement, they went and put drywall up, and I suspected that they haven't really sealed that area. And I agree with you that would be a good one to do. And I'm wondering if it's even to the point that it's worthwhile taking out drywall in that area.
Yes.
Just to seal it up right for next winter.
Yes.
It was blazingly cold in the basement, and a basement shouldn't be cold.
Exactly. And that's probably why. The top of the wall, top of the foundation wall, end of the floor joist, that area, easy to insulate that. You can cut fiberglass pieces and put them in there. You can cut styrofoam pieces and put it in there. That will dramatically increase the temperature of the basement and the comfort level on the main floor of the house.
Okay, quick follow-up on that. The outside of it is the old insul brick, like the tar paper that looks...
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, they put 6-inch aluminum siding sometime in the early 1980s.
Okay.
And I've talked to a blow-in company, and they just smiled at me quietly and essentially said, forget it, because they didn't think they could get even flow into the cavities. They've got no way of seeing. And they also were wondering about two layers on the outside that you know, how effective it's going to be, because the insul brick is still up there and
uh-huh.
The aluminum's on top.
And okay.
The inside wall is partly drywall and partly old plaster and lathe.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, yeah, we were talking about this with Joe, you know, earlier in the program about layering. Layering is not smart because layering means more trouble and more work for you now. And we never recommend layering. We always recommend stripping. But shortcuts are always taken, you know, in home renovations. And this is one where now you inherited a problem with the fact that the house has been layered. And to do it right, frankly, it means taking all the layers off. And that's added expense and added trouble for now, but it's going to give you a better job.
Well, the other thing, if I may say quickly, I'm thinking it makes more sense because trying to do it from the inside to remove all the drywall... Like,
right.
That would be much more messy.
No, of course. Of course. My advice would be to reside the structure and have everything on the exterior stripped down to the sheathing on the house, so underneath all the siding. And then you could even layer that with more styrofoam before you add new siding.
And I wouldn't be sealing it too tight if I do the
exactly.
Styrofoam.
Exactly.
Okay, and then I could go back with some kind of clapboard look in vinyl or something.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, yeah. You can be reproductive to the original architecture, and for sure you can give you a new look to the house.
Okay. So I'm looking for somebody then that would take that all, an insulation company that would take all of that off the sides of the house, and then do like the blow-in or the
you'd have to hire separate contractors, but I would send you to Ava for the siding, and then for insulation we don't really have anybody in our repertoire right now, but you can get a couple estimates on blown-in insulation.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Thanks for the call. Jerry's got some text to read.
All right. Position myself here. We had somebody that said they found a light for over their table, and it's hardwired. And
okay.
They don't have a box, and they're asking about converting it or a swag.
Sure. So any ceiling fissure is going to need a properly mounted box to secure its weight, especially if it has a fan. Those are heavy. You need to make sure it's mounted to a joist and not just to the ceiling. So it might mean cutting open. It might mean some drywall work. And then the separation of that line to a switch. You may want to consider consulting with an electrician to do this safely and following all the proper electrical codes.
That sounds good. We have one more. They have a crack in their poured concrete basement wall. They're having a company come out on Monday to give them an estimate on fixing it. Could you, well, without looking at it, or, you know, unless you have your crystal ball handy, to give them a ballpark estimate?
Okay, well, I can tell you that it's worth about $500 to $800 to get that kind of crack repair done. And the way it should be done properly is the crack should be channeled open and an aquarium tube, a small water tube used at the base of that channeled open crack, and then have that tube connect into the drain tile around the basement that goes to the sump pump, and then that V'd out crack filled with hydraulic cement. That'll route the water to the drain tile, prevent it from infiltrating into the basement.
Sounds good. We got a wrap of the show, Tom.
All right. Well, hey, listen, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station where we've been since 1989. Nate wasn't even born then. Thank you, Nate, for doing a great job on site here. Jerry, thank you as well. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.